hospital for my Shreya. He became alumni of insurance agency fellow, and he runs a Chevra Kedisha as an act of chesed. He's always available, no matter what time, day, is it. You know the chesed shalem is, Hashem is a well-to-do man that doesn't take a penny for his work. Anyway, okay. So what is, well, Rav Shmai asks a question. You tell me about, right, a Maisa Isu with a Totsoa later. Look what he asks. Mosav Rav Shmai, Hamavir Otsos Noko Bekerem. Okay, what? He took a flower pot with a hole on the bottom, and he walked through his vineyard. What did the Egli Tal Pinichov? Okay, look at again the black language of Tal. Gimel, Zorei Gimel. Ein Hefresh Bein Zora Ben Nota Bekarka, Oba Tzuznoko Bekdei Shorish Kotov. That's talked about in the flower pot. That's on Dav Tezvot. That planting in the flower pot with a hole and planting in the ground is the same. Now we go to the next step. Planting in the karka or planting in the flower pot is the same. But likewise, planting in the flower pot and putting it outside al yesedos, not touching the ground, suspended, right, on a tripod, right, is the same as planting in the ground. So therefore, if I have a flower pot in which I'm growing some wheat seedlings, right, and I go ahead and I move it into my vineyard, that's finished. Then Pentugda Shamalaya Sazera Shatizla. Then you're also the whole kelim. That says Moshe, right? What's that? Listen to the Kashe, right? Moshe Rav Shmaya, you told me that the Iso begins right away. And the Totsor, the consequence of the Isoros happens later after Hashrosha. It's not true, he says. Hamar v'rotz is noko bekerem. It says, im hosif mosayim also. But otherwise, it's mutter. There's no Iso to start with. You said the Iso starts, and then the Iso anos comes later. But ikron nesorin, you told me. Ikron meaning the act of seeding was an Iso. But what? The Isur Anoa doesn't start till later. The same thing as the Nitziv quotes the Chinuch, right? As the Isur Zriyo of Klayim, right? But Pentukta is only after Hashrosha, he says. That means the Isur started, no. Hamar v'rotzos noko bekerem, that's called Zriyo. No difference whether I planted it in the ground or planted in the pot and took it out to the ground. That's the halacha of Otsos Noko. And it says what? When does the Iso start? When the flower pot grew 1/200th more of its growth, because Klayim is Botel Echod B'Masayim. There are a few exceptions. Truma Echod B'Meir, right? Klayim Echod B'Masayim. Our Midrabonon, our Yisur of a Botel Echod B'Shishim. The Isuri that have to do with Macholas Asuros. So it says, until it grows 1/200th more, nothing has happened. Why? I planted it. Taking it out is analogous to putting it into the ground. And then nothing happens, no Isur yet, until Hosef Mosayim. Right? Amarova, Trei Koi Ksiv. Ksiv hazera, ksiv hamaleya. Kesat zoro meikoro. Then is bahashrosha. Zoruo ubo hosev in lo hosev lo. If zoruo meikoro, there's an isur, right? And then finish with hashrosha. If it's taking out a ready made plant, there's no isur in starting. Isur is only later on. that little piece coincided with the egli tal. It's just a mamish fortuitous circumstance that got him sochem. I mean, that's relevant to both points in the egli tal. Look at Dalit. Told us Oveya. Shoyamunach agabe yasaf sol agabe shadvorim shev siku beneke watsus lakaka shadachto. Like you would have in your home. You have flower pots. All your flower pots at home have a hole on the bottom so that the excess water could drain out. But your mother doesn't let it drain out on the floor. She puts up something underneath it. And if she didn't, the floor is mafsik, unless you live a little primitively with an earthen floor, right? So I go ahead, v'lokho v'nicho agabe karka, v'afilo agabe yisedos, v'anekev posuach li'avira karka, ha'reza tolos o'rea v'chayav. V'chayav akor v'chatas. Adarai says, not a chumre de rabbon, it's a tolodo of the av. You with us? Not such a impossible thing to fashion a case at home. Yeah. Your mother decided it's a nice day. It'd be nice if the plants got some sunlight. If the plants are grown in a they almost always are, but they're on a table or on a tray, something, and she wants to take it out, right, and put it on your back porch or back deck, and the deck has openings in the slats between there, and she wants to put it down, and the hole comes out near a gap between two by fours or whatever they used to floor the deck, then she committed an isur d'oraisa. Maybe the rabbanan mukze, whether it's called mukze or not, is shaila how she deals. It may very well be an ornamental plant, which is not mukze, which she may very well decide the decor of the table. She takes it off and puts it in the middle of the table because it's nicer or whatever. It doesn't have to be mukze. So maybe not even mukze, but a isur d'oraisa it is, if she moves it outside.
But if her hand's on the bottom,
yeah?
If her hand's on the bottom of the pot, then it's not a problem then.
If what?
If her hand covers the bottom, yeah, it's no longer knuckle, it's not an issue.
No problem.
So the issue would be hold from the bottom.
She's not going to stand there and catch the sunlight with holding
the
pot.
No, if they hold it from the bottom, then put it on
the
table or something.
No, she cupcakes it out with a tray on the bottom, with a saucer on the bottom, no problem. Right. It's not giving you how often such an incident will be. Right? But the halacha that you have to understand, maybe more than anything else that we learned so far, explains what the Gemara meant when said that Hilchos Shabbos are horim hatluyim b'seyo, a mountains hanging on a thread. That seems to be a mamash big malacha Shabbos. But chayev chayev chomachatas means that meher yibona beis hamikdash, and Shabbos night she should make a little note to herself that when they build the beis hamikdash she owes one more. Right? She has one more chayev chatos she has to bring.
Thinking it's because of the water.
Okay, let's take the next two, and then we'll do the egg lay tal, but okay, but that finishes till Zion. Let's go down to Zion to finish off Zoreya. Right, that's the one that's been occupying all our time.
Shouldn't this be more, regardless of whether or not taking it away later would solve the Isser, this should be similar to the case of putting the onion in the ground, because when the when the woman puts it outside, she doesn't mean to put it outside as a permanent place to plant it there, to leave it there.
No, no,
she means to put
no.
it out and bring it in.
No.
Move the ornamental plants from the porch to the center.
That's why I gave you more psalm. Hamavir. Right? I just walked through. No such thing. No halacha that requires that it should be kayoma on here. There's no halacha kayoma.
No, hamavir only matters. I think hamavir only matters if it grows masayim, and then.
Yeah, that's it. No. Gidl masayim is for isur klayim.
Uh-huh.
Right. For isur Shabbos, remember miyad. Don't forget what we learned before. Zoreya, and then you pick it up and keep cut the seeds. There's no difference. The Eglei Tal tells you.
Yeah, but he did say that if you put it down and never meant for it to be planted, and pick it up, then it's not a problem.
No, he is not going to meant to be planted. You did plant it.
Why is it not similar? More similar to
nothing
the
later
onion
has
plant,
to,
the onion
one, one,
the
once. That's what he tells you. The two psukim by Klayim.
Yeah.
One tells you there's a deal of Klayim b'hashchosha, and deal of Klayim not b'hashchosha. And by Shabbos we have no such two psukim. Only one pasuk. It's immediate. If it's called Zareya, it's a toledus, a toloda of the Av Moloch of Zareya, then it's like putting it instantaneous, seed in the ground. You put it in the ground, you intended to remove it, it makes no difference. You're chayav for the Maisa Zareya.
Wait, so when you walk through, are you chayav for the Maisa Zareya, or there the plant becomes Nesar because it's in
Messiah? No, we're not talking about Klayim, we're talking about Shabbos now.
I know, but I'm not sure about the case of Klayim. You would get an Isser of Klayim, meaning you were over on the lava of Klayim. Maybe
you're not over on the lava of Klayim.
Yeah.
The Pussy says no.
Yeah.
If Zeroyim Eko, you're over on the lava of Klayim.
There's not Zeroyim.
But here's not Zeroyim.
Simply,
but that's
simply
only by
grows.
Klayim. Right. That's by Klayim. By Shabbos, you don't have those two psukim. Okay?
But so you only have one category. You only have the category
right.
of
Zeroyim.
Of Zuri Meikara, and if this is not Zuri Meikara, then it should be nothing.
That's Zorei Meikara.
Why is it Zuri Meikara?
Well, that's what we learn. It's a Tolodo Zorei.
Zuri Meikara
is
a planet.
It is Zorei.
If you're walking through, why should it be Zuri Meikara? Just like with the case of Klein, wasn't it really Zorei?
No.
You didn't get it love.
Case of Klein, that was the Kasha in the Gemara himself. The only reason it's not Zorei Meikara is because you have two psukim that separates it two. By Shabbos, there aren't two psukim. Therefore, it's only one Maisa Zoreya, Av Toloda Didei, and therefore you chayav immediately. Look at the game.
Mm-hmm.
Take it. Look at the text again. V'nichu agabe karka, o afil agabe yesedos, even though it didn't touch the karka, but v'aneke pasuch le'aber ha-karka, areza toloda Zoreya v'chayav. Then goes the next Toloda of Zoreya. Hamashke mayim litzmochem vilonus. Right? Watering. Hu toleda zoreya v'chayev. Hilkoch, therefore, if you're eating outside on your deck because it's a nice day, right? Or it's sukkahs and you have your sukkah on the deck and you don't have a carpet on the floor, you have the deck on the floor. And, well, since you're not in the house, right, so you wash your hands mayim achoinim the way they do in all the shtiblach. Right, they pass around the water and everybody under the table washes his hands. Where does the water go? On the floor, but that's okay. It's not their floor, so it doesn't make a difference. Right, but on the porch, it goes down to the ground. Right, so I'm asking if he says. Hilkoch tzorach odem lizor mokom sha'asabim v'azroim tzorach l'mayim, meaning where there is something that needs water for growing. Shal yishpoch sham mayim b'lito yodav aleihem. V'royu lizor af b'sha'a mashkin o meraglayim.
You mean meraglayim? Isn't meraglayim bad for plants?
That's what the Gemara says.
I don't get that.
But the Gemara is wrong. Meraglayim is the best thing for plants. You want to try an experiment?
No problem.
Next time you have to urinate, collect it in a cup, go out to your backyard, you know where the place is, and pour it out there.
Nope, I had a dog in Los Angeles.
Huh?
I had a dog in Los Angeles a few years ago.
Yeah.
And whenever he'd go to the bathroom on our our lawn in the backyard, it would make it go yellow and it would die. So
you
I thought urine is.
You talk. Therefore.
Therefore, I assume urine is very bad for.
No.
The grass growing.
You have to make a conclusion. Therefore, it's mutter for dog to urinate on Shabbos on the grass.
No.
But it's not mutter for his owner to do so. No. I suppose the urine of a dog is very concentrated. Yeah. But normal urine would be quite beneficial. It's ready-made urea. Nitrogen is one of the best. Nitrogen, when you put down fertilizer, the bacteria have to convert it to urea in order for it to make it right. Yeah, but it's worthwhile. It's an easy experiment to do. Okay. The next halacha.
Just in salacha. So what if you have cut plants? And he's talking about here if you've got plants that need water for growth. Let's say someone brings you plants that are already cut.
Oh,
they'll last a week. Can you add water to that?
So why do we paskin? That that you need already the mishabura, the bonavorm, that he brings you the cut plants, not in water. To put them in water is also medrabonon. To add water is mutter.
To add water is mutter.
Got it? Why? Because the added water is not going to do anything more for the fact is that a cut flower, if you put it in water, livens up, refreshes, etc. Therefore, it's even though it's not bekarka, it's also midrabanan. But if it were already in water, and you decided the water is murky,
right,
you want to pour it out and change it, it's no problem.
What about taking it out and putting it back in?
Yeah, no problem.
What about cutting the bottoms?
Huh?
You know, people get flowers, they cut the bottoms.
Why do you cut the bottom?
To allow water flow to go better.
Okay, that you can't do.
That's also right. I forget
that's
the
answer. That's like starting from scratch. Yeah.
Okay, fine.
Okay. The next.
I thought that was because they would fit in the flower pot better.
Because what?
They would fit in the vase better. Why they cut the bottom?
No,
they fit the flower pot. No, you cut the bottom because the bottom has dried, and you want to establish the connection with the live phloem. The phloem carries the water, right? PHLOEM.
Yeah,
okay. Next. Okay. Next, toloda of Zoraya. Hashor echiti musorin. Uchyotze member mayim teish yismechu. V'yu tovim yosel zriya. Oh, she knows some of Mayim, I'll dash a Yishushams Mamru Bachi Ismuchu. Right? He's germinating seeds. Your mother ever serve bean sprouts? Standard in salads, What do I mean by bean sprouts? No.
Like the white and green stuff.
Look like white worms.
Yeah,
beans are very common. Broccoli bean sprouts have a reputation of being anti carcinogenic, anti cancer. Some good evidence.
Huh.
Yeah, and therefore, many people are marketed to eat broccoli bean sprouts. It's available on the market also. In the old days, it wasn't available. We germinated ourselves. Germinate means take a plastic dish, put down a layer of paper, pour a little water in, sprinkle the seeds on, and go away. Come back a day, 2 days later, and you have little bean sprouts. That's a isu deraisa on Shabbos. So listen carefully. Okay. This I won't get involved in much, but just you know, we have a general klal. That ein ben yontif for Shabbos el ochal nefesh bilvad, right? But ochal nefesh only be lisha ve'elech. The melachos in the yes, right? The seder hapas that we've been learning from lisha on that you can do it. So your mother can bake a challah on yontif, a cake on yontif, right? From lisha on, she can't grind the flour on yontif. So most likely she can't plant the seeds on yontif either. But in order to make a cholt she checked with your mother, she wants to put beans in the chowm, she'd like to put the beans in water the night before and have them first soften and then put them. That's a Maisa Zriya. Maisa, we also are Yom Tov Nisan. Is that Melisha Veilach?
No, but so it's not the same case though. This is Kedei Sheyitzvahu.
Okay.
That's Kedei Lo'ovah.
Next, no. Yeah, look at that. Again, look how careful he is. Kedei Sheyitzvahu, you told me Yosef is Zriya, right? So the first one is what? I'm not going to let it germinate. I'm just going to soften it so it'll be good for Zriya.
Right.
Second one is, let it germinate. Hareza told us, Zoreya v'chayev tekev. Therefore, we'll develop a more, let's finish off. The Nitziv l'shitoso. Therefore, Yirli. Remember he said, if I seed the ground and then pick it up, I'm still chayev. Therefore, Yirli, shafil nimlach v'otziyem kodim shesom chayev. Aval, but muto loiten sorim lemayim lachel behemos liyalta. V'av imshisha b'mayim echilosav ein bekachlum l'fi shebeshor shenosel lemayim lapsik reishahu sheyitzmiach sheefshe shebehem letochal eskulam. What do you say? Not too familiar with that. Not too familiar with that. Animal fodder. That I don't know what they give animals that you want to first soften the grain there. For horses, they give oat seeds that are not softened first. Right. But many people do for a little horse. I've seen on a farm where we used to spend our summers. A little animal, they will soak it in water first. He says, maybe they don't germinate. No. It's not secretion because the animal will eat it up. Not such an easy case to fit into our clothing. What means the animal will eat it up first? What does that mean? There's no difference. I say, well, I'll put it in and I'll take it out. I plan to take it out tomorrow before it will germinate. We said before, right? Even what? Usually, I feel a nimlach about seeing him kodesh at some was also chayiv. Therefore, the fact that it will not germinate doesn't seem to be a factor. It's a maisa zriya, like he says by zriya, right? Yet, if my kabbana is to feed the animals, that's okay. So what do you have here? You have to have here, get into the machlokas, of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon and Dov Hashem is coming. Right. So the Chura, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if they don't Hashem is coming, it's Chayev. Right? It's hard to be mad of it. The Pasuk Rabbi Shimon, okay, that may be one. Remember, what do you say? Even if I know I cannot estimate how much the animal wants to eat. So he wants to eat a little bit more, a little bit less. I give him a little bit more. I know it'll be left over. I don't plan to be there available to take it away. So another delicate distinction, right?
Wait, so going back to the Cholin case then.
Let me just finish off this, the last one. Zayin Ubir Shalmi Choshev Od Tolodos Zoreya, and Yerushalmi, they list other examples of Zoreya, right? No doubt, the Babi wouldn't argue with it. Just we don't discuss it, and that is Hamizahim, Vamafsil, Vamashin, Vamavik, Vamafarik, Vamatlia. Hakotel Asoch Hamalakiv. I don't know what Malakiv is, but the others are basically Mizayim and Mafsul Mashein. Those are to get rid of insects, right? You poison the smoke, right? Matlia, you pick the parasites off, and so on. Okay. What we would today call using an insecticide, herbicide, or something. Look at your tests. Just have a zai, right? This is a distinction that's worth also subjecting to some kind of experiment. Pirisha was a kofayin. Okay, that's the major mafogish on Yishushalmi, Kobaneda. Pirusha Kobaneda, Kitche Klipo Seilo Nochrin. If the bark peels off, right, and without the bark, the animal loses a major protection. Madbikin Shom Zevel Lavril, you smear on something, some fertilizer, whatever Zevel is, right, in order to cure the tree, they show Yomoseilon. Yesh Meforshim, that's the proper pshat. Lizahim Shemoshchin Ha'ilonos B'dovah Sheikhora, Esh Yivra Tlom El Reich HaRav Yemusu. To use some kind of an insecticide, pesticide, etc., to chase away the parasites. Okay. All right, let's go now back to our the first word. Okay, pick up you Dr. Zion, right, to paragraph you. Told us Zoreya was the Otis Nokuv was on a Munach Agabi Asafsol or Agabi Shad Vorem Shev Siku, and now you go ahead and you put it on the ground or suspend it above the ground. That's not a the Rabbonon, that's Isu the Reise Chayev. You have it? I will tell you. Quotes the Gemara in the next perek, in Amotzi. O Yamunach Agabe Kaka, Vinich Agabe Yesedos, Echaye Meshim Tolish. O Yamunach Agabe Yesedos, Vinich Agabe Kaka, Echaye Meshim Noteya. Look at the two cases, pay attention. It was on the karka, Isedos means suspended above the karka, right? There, so he's chayev. Why? What did he do? He didn't do nothing. It was mechuba l'karka before, it's mechuba l'karka now. Now you have just a gap of air. You can't have it both ways. If you tell me that when it's suspended above the ground, it's if it's in the ground, then when I take it up from the ground, it's suspended above, and I didn't do anything. Only if I put something to block the otzis noko, to block the naked. Okay? Kosav Rashizal, it doesn't make sense. The Liniri says the high chayim can't be chayim, lav davka. Mechayev for taking up from the ground and suspending it above the ground. I didn't do anything in Hilchos Zoreya, in Hilchos Kotzer. Ela also mishum the domin letolish. It looks like you're removing something from the ground. I picked up something from the ground and suspended. It looks like I'm tolish for the karka. Di chayev mamash gomar. Right? לצורך איך השורו רבונן איסו קורא איסו סקילה בשום קינוח. Okay, what's he talking about? I mentioned yesterday quickly in passing. Then בשום קבודה אודם, they matter you to take a stone that had, even though it has something growing on it, and use that for kinuach. Use it to clean yourself after a bowel movement. You should know that's not old-fashioned stuff. My son, Rav Yaakov, was medical director at Laniato Hospital in Netanya. And when the Ethiopians first came, the first 300 were settled in a hotel in Netanya, in the Orleans Hotel. I went to visit. It was there summertime. I went to visit there, watch them in action. Very intriguing group of people. These were the best of the Ethiopians, meaning more stable society, etc. And Fum Haridim. Taras Mishpoche was, like the Rambam says, to prove that they're not Jewish. He says, if you hear that they say Shalotavo ala Pesach, right, then you know that it's not Jewish. If she has a menstrual hut, but she can't go into the house during the Nida, but she has to stay outside, then it's not ours. Then you know it's Goyish. Okay. As a testing boat, famous tshuva to Anshe Luno. That's what they had, menstrual hut, and the whole business. Right? Yeah. But there was a little problem. After the first 2 or 3 days, the whole plumbing system of the Orleans Hotel was destroyed, because they all went out and got stones, and they used the stones instead of toilet paper. That's how they were trained. And Igmo says, Take, you shouldn't use to clean yourself anything which are eish sholetes bo, anything which is combustible, which is a brilliant statement. But anything which is combustible will most likely support bacterial growth. Bacteria enzymes to break down anything. Therefore, if you want, quote, a clean thing, a clean stone, right, is no danger of bacteria growing on it. Bacteria can grow on stones. But on anything, therefore, a sholetes bo, anything which is combustible, there are bacteria that can grow on. And that was their minhag. Until you could convince them, they refused. They said, you can't do that. It's also to use anything Asia letters, but we can't use paper. Yeah. And they convinced them that it's our paper is different than their paper, is sterile, etc., etc. Yeah.
But they never saw a Gemara.
Huh?
They never had a copy of the Gemara. They never saw a Gemara.
Never what?
They never saw a Gemara, though. They never had a copy
of
the Gemara.
No.
Not because of the Gemara.
That's one of the big mysteries, where they get so much of our traditions. There was, I know, I'm almost sure, they haven't found it.
Yeah.
But I'm sure all over Ethiopia there were Chabad houses. It can't be. No other way they could have gotten the message across. Right? Okay? So, just how can you, Gabon, say, it's okay to take a stone, even though it has something growing on it, right? And of course, you have to use the part that's not growing on it to wipe yourself, right? And use it. It's an iso d'araisa to lift that stone up, since it was growing on the ground, right? There, it had to have yinikim in a karka, right? Therefore, he says it must be a d'rabbanan, the iso of moving from a connection to the ground to a connection to the ground via air. When I lift it up, I'm still on the ground. I'm still there, right? I'm still in the woods where they take care of their bodily needs. So I haven't done anything. He says, yeah, but it looks like an act of tlisha, of tolish. Therefore, it's also midrabanan. But Mishum Kvod HaOdom, Right, Yamatia. Then it makes sense. If a course of Rashi, Vilinira, the Chayev loved Abkel, also Bishop the Domel Tolish. The Chayev Mamash Kama, so a Hechashova Abon and Isakoras of Skilim from Kinuach, Vichenu Betoisus, right? Zero Shono. Hi, Mechayev is Makas Maldos mit Rabonan. Pierre Bekuntus, with the Shori Rishokish. Lagos Hashuri, Shom Kosav. That's the case we're talking about. Muto le kanervo, zel shono. Afa pishem magbir min akaka, harei mevatel yinikoso mishum kvod ha'avriu shori. Avo shalom letzor kinuach osoch. Clearly, no way to learn pshat in Agos Ashuri except the same way as Rashi and Tosfos learn. Why? Remember, very technical lotion. He said also, he didn't say chayev. He doesn't argue with that point. If he did, you'd have the strange halacha that what? That is chiyuv the raisa, chiyuv chatos, unless you're using it for personal cleanliness. Personal cleanliness is not a matir or isur the raisa. Quote, other to be matir the rabbona. Right? Remember, Hamose climbed the big dough, he goes in the street. And you have a good friend of yours, right, who stops you and says, oh, that's a nice suit you're wearing. Where'd you get it? Oh, I bought, on the sale, that place. Yeah, I did, but every suit I bought there had shatnez. The shatnez? Why? The man told me there's no shatnez. Oh, yeah, I'm guaranteed it's shatnez. He said, everything is shatnez. Right. So, depends what it is. If it's material is shatnez, and he's going to walk home in his underwear. From here you learn you shouldn't tell your friend everything that you know when he's out in the middle of Times Square. Right. If, however, it's only not mechubo, like a piece lying in your collar there, and it's not mechubo showy Toby Venus, it's only climbed the Rabbonin, then he can walk home with a suit, right? We should quote Adam, we're matter the Rabbonin. Right. So he says, Hilko chai otzes nokov shemun gabay kaka yel gabay seiru chai mishum toli bid rabbonon o emunach gabay seiru nich gabay kaka chai mishum noteya, right? Umid rabbonon the afa gab the munach gabay seiru yonim mina kaka ksas hilko mid raise in chai mishum tolish umishum noteya. Okay, mashma im sikul le gamri beitzim o bebeged the posi because of gamri shayabot plishu netiya mid raise. Right. Terrible, terrible thing. What's he telling you? Take this case of this fellow is using the stone to clean himself. He better be careful how he holds that stone. If he holds the stone in such a way that his hand is blocking the sholobo asabim, whatever is growing there, now no longer connected to the ground, then it's a din d'oraisa. The only reason the Rabbanon is because I'm holding it in a way where I didn't break the yanika to the karka. But if I hold it in such a way that my hand blocks the yanika to the karka, then it's also with the reise. Then it wouldn't be a heter for kvod adam.
What if he needed to collect? He needed more than one stone. He needs to collect.
Sorry?
Person might need more than one stone, right?
Yeah, he more
so
says
he's
entitled to bring up not books. He can hold a handful of stones, right?
So therefore, he has to pick them up ahead of time.
Yeah, but he didn't.
No, by picking, we're saying picking them up ahead of time means that they're going to be removed from the karka, from the yanika.
That's what I'm pointing out. It's going to be a real problem if you hold this. The sheet is right. No one seems to argue with it. Then you got to be careful not to be. The only reason it's the Rabbanon is because you won't posek yidikosum in akaka. He said, but if you posek yidikosum in akaka, then it's chayiv, then it's a dereise. And not just nokov, I put an agabi yusedos. Not just nokov, I put it agabi safso, then it's a isu dereise. Okay? Let's stop here.